SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
هون لگل SBS رادیو بشی کردینه.
فهم کرن نو آخافتن اب زمان انگلیزی دکاره جوار ربه به آلی کار جبو هون جیان خوال آسترالیا باشتر بکن. ده هر بشکی ده امیل جیان او و گوتنن آسترالیان بنیرن. هون ده زمان خوی انگلیزی باشتر بکن لسر آسترالیا فیر ببن او ده همان دمه ده دمک خوش در باس بکن.
Learning English helps me to talk about dishes from my home country.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continues care for the skies, land and waterways throughout Australia. Hi, Josipa here. I found inspiration for today's episode in a really sweet Learn English video project called Bring a Plate. And when I say really sweet, I mean that literally. In this context, the word literally means the primary meaning of a word. So what I'm saying is that this series is both sweet because it will make you feel good, but it's almost actually sweet because of the food it features. I'll fill you in on all the details about our series Bring a Plate during our break from learning. Right now, let's not bite off more than we can chew, which means let's not try to do too many things at once. Because first, we need to learn some new phrases with Alan and Claire. Today, they're sharing a dish from Alan's Polish family background. Let's hear them.
Oh, you have to try this. I made it using my grandma's recipe that's been passed down in our family for generations.
I'd love to. It looks delicious. What is it called?
It's called babka.
Babka? That sounds interesting. What are the main ingredients?
The main ingredients are flour, sugar, eggs, butter, yeast and chocolate. There's also something else that I'm not allowed to share. My grandma made me promise to never reveal our family secret.
I understand. Is there a special occasion when you usually make it?
In Poland, it's usually made for Easter. But while I was growing up, my grandma made it for me every time I needed some cheering up.
That's so nice. It must feel great to carry on a family tradition like this.
It really is. Here, have a slice.
Thank you. Wow. This is really amazing.
A babka. What a cool word, right? So, a babka is a ring-shaped cake that was first made in the Jewish communities of Poland and Ukraine back in the early 19th century. Also, when I was chatting about it with my colleague from SBS Polish, I learned that the word babka has multiple meanings. Besides being a cake with a texture very similar to tea cake, usually enjoyed at Easter, babka can also mean grandma or refer to a modern-looking older woman, depending on the context. But let's go back to learning some useful English phrases we can use when we want to talk about dishes that remind us of our home countries. Alan first said,
"Oh, you have to try this. I made it using my grandma's recipe that's been passed down in our family for generations."
Oh, you have to try this is a great way to invite someone to try a dish you really like. You could also say, "Trust me, you need to taste this." Alan also said that he made babka using
My grandma's recipe that's been passed down in our family for generations.
When we say that something has been passed down for generations, it's been given or shared from one generation to the next. For example, recently when my mom came to visit, she gave me a beautiful pearl necklace that she had received from her mother. So this necklace has been passed down from my grandmother to my mother and then to me. And maybe one day I will pass it on to my children. So then we can say it will be passed down in my family for generations. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever someone offers me a dish that I haven't tried before, I want to know what it is made of. And I think Claire feels the same because she asked Alan,
what are the main ingredients?
Ingredients are the different foods that are used to make a dish. We heard Alan saying that the babka was made with flour, sugar, eggs, butter, yeast, and chocolate. But he also said that he's not telling us all the ingredients because...
My grandma made me promise never to reveal our family secret.
When you make a promise never to reveal a secret, you agree not to share that information with anyone. I am curious what is the secret ingredient that Alan used for his babka, but I'm not going to ask him, because I feel that we should respect the fact that people need to have secrets. Instead, let me ask you, can you list all the ingredients of your favorite dish? And while you think about the answer, here's another question we can ask when somebody invites us to taste their cultural dish.
Is there a special occasion when you usually make this dish?
This question asks if there's a specific reason for making a dish, like a birthday or anniversary. You could also say, is there a particular reason why you make this dish? Or, is there a specific time of year when you like to make this dish? And it would mean the same thing. Alan said that babka is usually eaten during Easter. And then he said,
while growing up, my grandma made babka for me every time I needed some cheering up.
If you need some cheering up, you might be feeling a bit sad or down, and you could use something to make you feel happier or more cheerful. So it looks like babka is Alan's comfort food, that is, a type of food that makes you feel better and often reminds you of happier times. Comfort food is the kind of food you eat when you want to feel warm, safe, and cozy. Towards the end of our dialogue, Claire said,
it must feel great to carry on a family tradition like this.
When you carry on a family tradition, you are continuing to do things that your family has done for many years. This keeps your family's history and customs alive. For example, if your family plays a very special game every New Year's Eve and you keep doing it, you are carrying on a family tradition. You know what? I think you and I, as members of this little English learning family, have also created a little tradition. We always listen to our dialogue once again after we have finished all the explanations. So, let's do it.
Oh, you have to try this. I made it using my grandma's recipe that's been passed down in our family for generations.
I'd love to. It looks delicious. What is it called?
It's called babka.
Babka? That sounds interesting. What are the main ingredients?
The main ingredients are flour, sugar, eggs, butter, yeast, and chocolate. There's also something else that I'm not allowed to share. My grandma made me promise to never reveal our family secret.
I understand. Is there a special occasion when you usually make it?
In Poland, it's usually made for Easter. But while I was growing up, my grandma made it for me every time I needed some cheering up.
That's so nice. It must feel great to carry on a family tradition like this.
It really is. Here, have a slice.
Thank you. Wow, this is really amazing.
If you wish to get in touch with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au, or get in touch through Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. My name is Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
Like baka, para baka, tebniya khab nifsina. SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bishobina.